I next met with Dr. Joseph Sperano from the Albert Einstein Cancer Center, and to begin, I asked them to discuss the so-called positive trial.
The objective of the trial really is to determine the safety of getting pregnant and carrying a pregnancy to term and its impact on breast cancer recurrence. So the target population is women of childbearing potential who are in the midst of a course of endocrine therapy and who intend to get pregnant and have a child. And so rather than this occurring in isolation without collecting the information, this is being done in a structured way in the context of a clinical trial where the information is being collected and the outcome for the patient and the child are being tracked. So the primary objective really is to determine what's the recurrence risk for patients who elect to have a pregnancy while they would otherwise be in the midst of adjuvant endocrine therapy.
You know, one of the issues, of course, when you talk to a patient in this situation is what the actual risk is, baseline, and then where they are, I guess, in the treatment. What about this lady that you put on? Where was she? What was her situation?
She was a young woman in her early 40s who already had a child and was interested in having another. And she was moderately high risk, was about a year and a half into ovarian suppression and an aromatase inhibitor. And when I saw her several weeks ago and enrolled her in the trial, we began the process of withdrawing the adjuvant therapy.
In terms of trying to counsel a patient, I'm sure you've done this outside of this trial setting many, many times. I guess one of the questions is there a risk of the pregnancy itself and something about the hormonal changes that occur in pregnancy? And then the other would be, is there a risk in interrupting hormonal therapy, particularly, let's say, before 5 years? And I'm kind of curious, knowing that we don't have perfect answers, if you have an educated patient, maybe even a physician as a patient, who asks you about those two things, A, is there a potential adverse effect of pregnancy itself? And B, what do we know about the risk of having shorter-term endocrine or interrupted endocrine therapy? How do you go through that with them?
Well, there's definitely a risk of interrupting endocrine therapy, no question about that. And that's the downside, and that's the definite risk. It's difficult to quantify, but on average, endocrine therapy reduces the risk of recurrence by about 50%. So you would lose that benefit, obviously, if you stop therapy. That's the downside. The good side is that if the patient gets through that period of interruption and resumes endocrine therapy, it appears that endocrine therapy is still of benefit. You don't lose the benefit if you reinitiate therapy. So that addresses the question of the endocrine therapy itself. The second question about the pregnancy, does that confer an additional risk? I don't think we really know the answer to that question, and we may never know in a quantifiable way where we can isolate that risk. What we do know is that pregnancy is associated with an increased risk of breast cancer. That risk is generally within the first 5 years, and because it's generally young women who get pregnant, whose baseline risk of developing breast cancer is very low, it turns out to be a very low absolute risk in absolute terms. Of course, the flip side of that is that pregnancy is protective against breast cancer, but that protection doesn't really begin until the individual is about 5 years or so after their pregnancy. And multiple pregnancies also have additive protection. So it's a complicated issue in terms of dissecting this all out. But in individuals and women who have no breast cancer history, as I said, pregnancy is associated with increased risk early on, but then later it actually is protective.